Comedy Capers. Host is Tom Post. Well, here we are with the music comedy of the year, Comedy Capers, and we sincerely wish that all of you were right here in the studio with us. And speaking of wishes, may we take this opportunity of wishing you all a Merry Christmas for the next 4 years. We might forget to do it later on. Wishes, you know, are the greatest thing in the world because you have to wish for a thing before you can get it. And now let's dedicate this edition of Comedy Capers to wishes, and away we go.
Everybody wish, everybody make a little wish. Everybody bring a little happiness for someone. Send it through the air to somebody, send it everywhere. Perhaps your wish will soon come true. Hand upon your heart while you make a wish out deep within. Now's the time to start, you will find your wish is bound to win. So, everybody wish, everybody make a little wish. Little wish while someone makes a wish for you.
And as the vacation postcards say, we're having a fine time. Wish you were here too. But since you're not here, here are two boys who are here. Two clouds of dark laughter, swore and good.
Come on, you wishbone. That boy, I've been wishing for you for 3-4 days. Where you been? I haven't seen you in about 3 months.
Man, I've been in jail.
You been in jail?
Uh-huh.
What do they have you in jail for?
I was doing my Christmas shopping too early.
Now, how can they put you in jail for doing your Christmas shopping too early?
Well, I don't know, but I guess it was because I was in the store 2 hours before the man opened up.
You guess it was. You know you was. Egghead, the trouble with you is you haven't been no place. You haven't traveled.
Who ain't traveled?
Well, you haven't.
Oh, man, I've traveled all over this world and 2 more places besides. My buddy, I've traveled exclusively thereof where from. In fact, I've traveled from hither to way past thither. And a little bit further, and then I took a bus.
Well, boy, if you took a bus, you done some traveling. Now, where has you been anyhow?
Well, here, I'll explain to you. I've been to England, France, Germany, China, Japan, Minneapolis, Pennsylvania, Cincinnati, No, that ain't the way you renounce it. It's, oh, wait a while, ho.
Well, where is you at now?
I'm just leaving, oh, ho, ho.
Why are you going from, oh, ho, ho?
South Africa.
Now, wait a minute. You can stay right there in South Africa.
Yeah.
Before you go any further, tell me one thing. You ever been to Turkey?
Yeah, I was there about 11 months.
11?
Well, close on to 2012.
Ever see a Turkish funeral?
Are you? Ever see who?
I say, did you ever attend a Turkish funeral?
What, me attend a funeral?
Mm-hmm.
No, brother, when people stop talking and walking, I'm through with them.
No, you don't understand what I mean. You know, in Turkey, when a man dies, they take his body out, lay it on the ground, and then they covers it all over with sand. Oh. And they leave it there for 72 days. And on the 72nd day, 50 beautiful Turkish women with very few clothes on dance around him. Now, you know why the women with very few clothes on dance around him?
Yeah.
Well, why?
Brother, if he don't get up, then they know he's dead.
Well, after spending all that time in a harem, Swarin Good, our two very harem-scarum boys. But now, the Foster Trio, who have just visited the Wishing Well. They will entertain us by not singing the Irish song entitled How Irish I Was in Peoria, the Foster Trio.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs. Some letters hide in blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest, and though they do their best to bring me consolation, I count them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs. There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs. Among my souvenirs, some letters tied in blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest, and though they do their best to bring me consolation, I count them all apart. And as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs, among my souvenirs.
Thank you, girls. That was the Foster Trio. And if I could have three wishes, I'd wish for each one of these girls. But now, we hear the sound of the Chinese temple bells. Incense is burning at the shrine of Buddha. Slowly he approaches the microphone, clad in Mandarin robes of royal yellow. The great Chinese sage and philosopher, Charlie Lip Luen Lung. The great Lung speaks.
Oh, excuse me, Buckfowl. My dong ye, I sang ye, for we got a little more lat angle.
Now, Professor, please translate that into English, will you?
Oh, your translator?
Yes.
That is the depressing message from Confucius.
Yes.
He say, if you can't make it both end meat, make it one end vegetable.
Well, I guess you're right, Professor. Things have been tough.
Oh, yeah, very tough. You savvy, half the people in the world, he live on vegetables.
Well, what about the other half?
Oh, they live off their relatives.
You're telling me? Talking about vegetables, did you know the biggest vegetables in the world are grown in Southern California?
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Well, my brother grew a pumpkin that was so large, he cut it in half and used the halves for cradles for his twin babies.
Oh, that's not very big.
Not big?
No.
Well, have you ever heard of a bigger vegetable?
Oh, yeah. You savvy, when I in San Francisco?
Yes.
Many time I have seen two police officers asleep on one beat.
Say, Professor, by the way, you were in the importing business up there, weren't you?
Oh, I'm a very big importer.
Oh, you were?
Oh, you savvy, I savvy, maybe so. Importing business, best of all, very good.
Oh, it was. Well, now, maybe you can tell me what raw materials are imported from France.
Postcards.
Well, I guess you're right. Say, didn't your wife get into an argument with the customs officer the other day when she was getting off the boat with her luggage?
Oh, yeah. My wife?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You have a custom officer?
Yes.
Oh, he make a very bliggy insult to my wife.
He insulted your wife?
Oh, yeah. He make a very bad talk.
Oh, I can't understand that. What did the custom officer say to your wife to insult her?
Oh, you have he say she no can go ashore till he sees her trunks, then she hit him.
Well, I... Oh, no. You don't understand. You don't understand. He didn't mean that. No. Say, by the way, Professor, didn't you write an American hillbilly song?
Oh, American hillbilly?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what inspired you to write that song.
Oh, make a inspiration?
Yes, inspiration, that's right.
You savvy, I catch a laundry in Arizona.
Yes, I know you had a laundry in Arizona. Yes.
One day I outside, I hang a lady's laundry over a desert sage and a cactus bush.
You hung the lady's laundry over the desert sage in the cactus bush. Yes.
Then here come, very big wind. Here come.
Yes.
He blow down lady's laundry.
It blew down the laundry.
Yeah.
But I can't understand why that fact should make you have an inspiration to write a hillbilly song. What was the name of the song?
The Bloomers on the Sage.
And now, after Charlie Lung, we have Gillum and Gailey, who wish they were in the land of cotton. But before they finish, we'll all wish they were. Gillum and Gailey.
Hey, speaking of wishes, Kenny, you know I wish I had a nickel.
What do you want with a nickel, Ted?
Well, as soon as we get through, I want to telephone a friend of mine.
Well, here, Ted, take this dime and call all of your friends.
I wish you'd do me a favor.
Why should I drop dead?
You're impossible.
Now, listen, Ted, nothing's impossible.
Well, that's what I said.
You know what I wish?
No, what?
Oh, a great help you are. But listen, Ted, I do wish you'd do something for me.
Why, gladly, Kenny, gladly. What is it?
I wish you'd tell me what's wrong with this story I wrote.
This story?
Yeah.
Why, that's easy. You made your hero too hot-headed, Kenny.
What do you mean, too hot-headed?
Well, he had a lantern jaw to begin with, didn't
he? Yeah.
And now listen to this line. And so his whole face lit up. His cheeks flamed. He gave a burning glance, and then, blazing with wrath and boiling with rage, he administered a scorching rebuke.
I wish you'd stop.
Now, that's one wish that's going to be granted right now.
How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? How come you always make me feel so blue? I ain't done nothing to you. No matter where you are, no matter where you go, you're always gonna reap just what you sow. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do?
Well, the other day, Gillum said to Gailey, "Scratch my wishbone." And Gailey scratched Gillum's head for him. Which all goes to prove that a bone in the pocketbook is worth two in the head.
Everybody wish, everybody make a little wish. Little wish while someone makes a wish for you.
And much as we wish this edition of Comedy Capers, which has been devoted to wishes, could keep on going indefinitely, the man says we've got to stop for this time. But we'll be back again soon, and remember, all you have to do is wish for what you want, then try and get it.